Good morning. Welcome back to Hour 3 of Rosie on the House, Arizona homeowner's best friend. We are Arizona homeowner's happy place. And maybe you do feel like you have to get out of this place. Maybe you're feeling like the house is too big, the kids are gone, and you want to downsize. That's the topic for today, but we'll take a question on anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Right now we have Dave, Rick, Bruce, Paul, and Doug all on hold with questions. As you hear us, take care of those callers. You're welcome to call toll-free wherever you hear us in the great state of Arizona at 1-888-767-4348. Downsizing. You know, my sweet wife, Jennifer, and I have been married 34, 35 years, something like that. And well, it was 19.
Long enough that you don't have to be specific anymore.
It was March 1978. I know the date and I know the year. I'm just not so good in quick math. But we went from, of course, our apartment to our first house out in Glendale, to our second house in Scottsdale, to our trailer in New River, and then back to Scottsdale, raising six kids as the kids started leaving home. And we have been very fortunate. I don't know what it is about our house, but when our kids turn 18 years old in 7 minutes, they're gone. I mean, they are an independent streak, man. We have not had any of them come back. And we're very blessed for that. We've got some great self-sustaining, contributing to community kids. And so we did go through this downsizing for like 4 or 5 years where my kids never came back, but their stuff did. And it was always in my garage.
Just for a month, Dad. Just for a month.
Yeah, just for a month, Dad. Just for a month. So we finally got through that cycle, and I was able to reclaim my garage. And Jennifer and I did happen to be able to go through about 5 years ago a little reorganization and a little simplification and a little downsizing. But right now, we are on a serious upsizing mode.
I need a bigger house. And I need more energy to keep up with it all.
Raised six kids, and the house was too small for that. Now with 10 grandchildren, and Jennifer and I love hosting the family as often as we can at the house. And when you have 10 grandkids, 8 of them under 4 years old, it's kind of a crowded little situation. But I can't see for us the day that downsizing is going to become a reality. I don't want to live without my horses. I don't want to live without my 4 German Shorthairs. I don't want to live without my grandchildren. So I want my house to be the gathering place. I want my house to be Grand Central Station. But all said, Jennifer insists the hardest thing about Rosie downsizing is not his 2 horses, not his 4 dogs, not his 10 grandchildren.
It's his book hoarding.
It's his 7 million books.
Takes up 2 rooms of the house. You know, just getting rid of those would give us quite a bit more room. You're going to have to start a Rosie library. You could donate it, you know, like a presidential library. You just donate it.
You're just lucky I don't get in the car this afternoon, drive down to Tucson, and participate in the book festival they got going on down there.
Oh, you're not allowed.
I'd need a full pickup truck coming back with everything I'd buy at a place like that.
Well, the crazy thing is you read them all.
I do. So it would be really tough when we're talking about downsizing, and when we talked to Gail in the last hour about how tough it can be emotionally to separate yourself from some of the things that you've got surrounding you. What you have around you is, in essence, your habitat. It's your environment. And I will never be in a housing situation that is so small I can't have my books. I got to have my books.
Well, I'll take grandkids first, book second.
We need to get you like a rice silo. Put it out back. Okay. Remember that old rice silo mm-hmm. that guy converted to a library?
Yes, I do.
It was a spiral staircase on the inside wall.
All the way up.
All the way up to the top of the rice silo. So as you walked, you could pick a book you wanted and had a little observation deck up there you could sit and read.
I'm liking it.
Maybe I can go down to Tucson, buy one of the old Titan missile silos.
Missile silo would work.
And put an put a spiral staircase going down. All right, so the topic of the day is downsizing, but as I can look at the questions and the callers that are on air right now, you'll realize that we'll take any question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. We have a few people been holding for a while. Let's, Romy, let's pull up Bruce, because Bruce has a question that I'd really like all our listeners to benefit from. Let's have Bruce ask his question. I'll give the best answer I can. Good morning, Bruce.
How are you today, Rosie?
You know what? On a day like today, some people are discouraged. I love days like today, knowing what this moisture is doing for our great state. I'm super fantastic today.
Well, I'm a little concerned because it's kind of messing up my fishing right now, but I'll sit and wait since the lakes are stabilizing. So,
amen. Where do you like to fish the most, Bruce?
Oh, I'm a crappie fisherman, so the Alamo and the Roosevelts and the Bartletts are my favorite. In fact, I called in this summer and asked about three-phase electric, and I lost you on the radio and phone right at the turn off the big light to go do some trout fishing, and there was a priority there, so I never got back with you. Sorry.
Well, there's nothing like a ice chest full of crappie that end up in the frying pan. There's nothing like fried crappie, that's for sure.
Absolutely. My question for you, Rosie, is I've been procrastinating. I actually am retired and getting a little older, but I want to upsize because I've had a single car carport my whole life, and I got to cover my boat and
there you
keep
go.
The kitty cats out, etc. And I've looked at and I procrastinated because everybody said, "Oh, it's going to be years before the housing market, blah blah blah," and the interest rates were still going down. Well, things have turned around, so now I'm in catch up mode, as usual. I've looked out at Sun City West, but they have no sense of humor as far as RV parking or quads or a shed in your backyard. So
no sense of humor.
And what I witnessed in our neighborhood, which has been a great neighborhood, but it's an older neighborhood and it's changing, and we're going through 3 years of light rail construction out here. My God, that's a nightmare in itself. We had several houses in our neighborhood that went into foreclosure and were flipped and bought by, I think, real estate agents. And I watched these crews come in, and they were like Tasmanian devils.
Yes.
And I go over and and they were doing everything from electrical work below the meter to plumbing to closing garages, etc. And I know at least one of my neighbors here close by bought one of the houses, and it looked nice, but has had all sorts of problems with the house from the remodelers. And I would go over in the evening and look for green tags on electrical and all sorts of stuff, not seeing anything. I tried to communicate with a couple of the crew just to be curious if they could do some remodeling work, and had trouble communicating in my language. So I am now looking at houses, and I'm seeing a bunch in the market now that are beautifully remodeled, beautifully this, beautifully that. And if you go look at them and you talk to the real estate agent that is listing the house and ask them, was all this done by code and stuff like that, they give you the deer in the headlight look. And I know you have talked and even at one point reprimanded some people to some extent for not going through the proper process. How do you protect yourself? I mean, a home inspector comes in and looks, and he thinks, well, it looks good as far as I can tell.
Bruce, it's a great question and an excellent, excellent topic to bring up. Not only are homeowners being victimized by this and home buyers to the point where we actually have the Attorney General and the Register of Contractors engaged in working with the realtors in Arizona to ensure those that are fully licensed, accredited realtors understand that flipping can be done very bad and very wrong. I will tell you, because exactly of what you're witnessing in your neighborhood. They come in, they bring unlicensed contractors and tradesmen into the home, work on parts of the home that most definitely do require a building permit, make it look pretty, make it smell like fresh paint, and put it right back on the market, flip it. You see many commercials of people talking about Phoenix is the number two most profitable market in the country for flipping, making huge margins of profit because they squeaked through on the remodel and didn't use a permitting process. I want to encourage all buyers that are still in the buyer's mode of buying a home, you can check with the building department, that has jurisdiction over your neighborhood. That could be a particular city or that could be a county. Check to see if a permit was pulled. They'll have those records. The other thing I'm going to encourage you to do is when you're buying a home, buy a home in as close to original condition as possible. There is no more bigger heartache than buying a home that looks good on the outside but is rotten to the core on the inside, with electrical lines that have junctions that are buried behind drywall, merely electrical taped together. Almost impossible to find that loose fitting that killed that one circuit where all the receptacles in that add-on bathroom or bedroom now don't work. Air conditioning that's poorly engineered, designed, and or installed, creating hot or cold spots in the house constantly. I'm glad you asked, Bruce, because this is a major beef I have. I'm not getting down on all realtors, but there are a lot out there that have been operating in this mode, and they're operating illegally. And I'd like the Realtor Association to come on board with the Register of Contractors and do what they can to help stop this. And not all realtors that list homes with flippers are cognizant of what was or wasn't done. I think they ought to be asking more questions. I think they ought to be verifying. Now, I will tell you, I've recently come across a website called Build Facts that tells you everything that's been done to a house. It's similar to Car Facts for automobiles. We're just in the process now of researching it. I think it could hold the clue for discovering things that have never been readily available before. When we get back, it's Dave, Rick, Paul, and Doug.